Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. And I'm so excited each and every one of you decided to tune into the program today. We are just having a blast. We've been talking about some amazing topics here on the program. And this week, or yesterday, I had Martita, who's with me today. Hi, Martita.
Hey, Kevin.
Welcome
how are you
back
doing?
Back to the program. We're just continuing from our program yesterday, and I'm just going to dive right into it. And cut the fluff and
yes.
and dive right in, because we've got a lot to talk about today. But our topic over yesterday and now for today has been, how do I get my life in order? And we talked about our relationship with God yesterday, and you know, we shared out of Mark 12:30, and you know, we came to the conclusion we need to spend time with the Lord, read the Word, meditate on it, and do more worship, and that will produce peace and wisdom and guidance and joy in our life. And then we talked about ourselves and what we need to be doing, and that was loving our neighbor as ourselves, loving the Lord our God first, then our neighbor. That's priority two, because what we're really boiling it down to is, to in order to get our life in order, we got to get our priorities in order. So just a little bit of a recap. We talked about our physical health, our emotional health, and all that. And I thought yesterday's program was great. If you didn't get to hear it, go back onto the website at ourlighthouse.net, and you can actually re-listen to that, or on the WMIEFM.com website as well. We do have a history of the program there also. So today, though, I want to kind of switch gears a little bit, and I want you to help me reiterate and talk to everybody who's out there listening about the priorities and getting our life in order with our family, okay? My wife is shouting amen already right now on this one, but let's talk a little bit about what it means to get the priority of our family in order here on the program, Martina.
And it's so important, because family is so important to the Lord, okay? He loves the Lord. I mean, the Lord created family.
Sure.
He created Adam and Eve. He said, be fruitful. And from there, it's all about family.
Yeah.
So I like verses.
Yeah, break it
here,
down.
Let's just go down. So let's go to marriage. Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
Okay.
That makes
sense. So we have a definition of marriage here. We're
yes.
not going to go too deep into that, but father, leave, mother, leave, join to wife.
Yes. Okay. So a man and a woman will get together and they become one flesh. Okay. Let's put it this way. Physically, yes, they become one flesh. Sexually, you become one.
Right.
And spiritually, that attaches you. It completes you.
Right.
The process of becoming one is a lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't mean that, oh, I married you now and we agree in everything and we get along perfectly. And it's a process that we have to grow. And as life goes, we change.
Sure.
And we change together. And we have to be careful, because sometimes we get so busy that we can go in different directions. And before you know it, mom stays home, or it could be dad, you know, the one that
sure.
stays home with the kids and the one that works. And all of a sudden, my life comes, it's all about the kids, and my other one is all about work. You go in separate directions.
Yeah.
The kids are gone.
You kind of lose yourself in the everyday
yes.
run of life.
And then all of a sudden, the kids are gone, and you look at each other, and you don't know each other.
Right.
So it is so important.
It's empty nest.
That once you get married, you still be like a boyfriend and girlfriend. Have your dates. Treat each other with love and respect, and become always stay as one. In unity, in joy, but put first God, and you'll see that this will work.
Sure. I think we see a lot of scripture in the Bible that talks about unity in marriage and in the order and the priority of marriage and so forth. So let's read that a little bit. There's a scripture in Ephesians 5, 21 through 33 about husband and wife relationship. Because if we're going to prioritize our lives, first we talked about yesterday, God being first, then ourselves. But, you know, our spouse in our relationships in marriage are a really strong third priority. So, and it says this, and further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. We need to be ready to submit to one another. It says, for wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. And for a husband, he is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of the church. So he's the savior of his body, the church, and the church submits to Christ. So you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means you need to love your wives, okay? Just as Christ loved the church and he gave his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or without blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself because you're joined together, like you were saying. Nobody hates his own body but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church. And we are members of his body. You know, I mean, it's powerful.
And it continues, as the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one.
That's your spot. That's
this is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. We have the perfect example.
Sure.
We need to look at how does Christ relate to the church?
Yeah.
How the Father and Christ and the Holy Spirit relate to each other. And that's how we should relate to each other down here.
So if we're looking for a pattern of what family should look like, we can look at Jesus and the way he deals with the church.
Yes.
And say, that is a model, that is a template for how we should, as a family, you know, look at each other as well. I mean, I think the first thing that we see about Jesus in the church is he laid his life down.
Yes.
You know, if we're going to, you know, look at how to get our life in order, the first thing we got to do is learn it, the moments when we need to lay our life down.
Yes.
For others and for, you know, the furthering of the gospel, the furthering of our marriages and, you know, in the name of love, we've got to learn not to have to have our own way all the time, I think is what it really boils down to.
I mean, he cleaned the disciples' feet.
Right.
He humbled himself and clean the disciples' feet. He's showing us how we need to treat each other.
Yes. And I love this part, you know, it's right out of the gate. Submit to one another out of reverence.
For Christ.
For Christ. So Jesus is saying, you know, I've made an example. I've given you the example of what it looks like to prioritize and what it looks like to serve and be humble and do all those things. So in the marriage, in the family, with your kids and with your wives and with your husbands, I think God is looking for us to lay down our lives for the other. It's not wives submit to your husband so he can rule over you. No, submit to him because he's actually submitting to you as well, and he's the one that's going to ultimately be accountable to God for the way that, you know,
the family,
the
is
family runs. Mm-hmm. You know, because God's made him the head of the family. You know, from a biblical, we see that in scripture. And if, you know, that's not to say that he has the permission to lord over the family. No, he's to serve the family from that standpoint, not to try to demand what he wants and get his way. But no, he is to what? Submit to one another, you know, out of reverence for the Lord, and then see that happening, you know, in the relationships of the family, and see love begin to conquer all the other things. I think one of the biggest reasons that families are struggling and marriages are falling apart is because people are unwilling to submit to one another. They're stubborn, they're hard-headed. I mean, I can be the same way. My mm-hmm. wife will tell you that there's times when I fight for what I want and it's not right, But it's what we do. We get in there and we go and we just have to have what we have to have. And we just start running people over. We start using loudness and, you know, intimidation tactics. And we get crazy trying to get our own way. And I think if we are truly going to begin to get our life in order, that we're going to have to learn to look past all that and recognize it for what it is, and then submit ourselves to our spouse and to our children in the Lord. And,
yes.
And because it says, you know, that out of reverence for Christ, we're going to what? Submit to one another.
And if you look
even
at
your
it,
kids.
Oh yeah. If you look at it, Adam and Eve, when they were created, Eve was creator as the helper. Okay? Jesus Christ sent us the Holy Spirit as our helper. We don't boss him around. We don't do any of that. He's our helper. He guides us and he helps us. And that's what we're supposed to do as a couple. I'm supposed to help my husband and be there for him. I'm not his servant. I am his helper. I am there to be a team to work things together.
Right.
We talk things over things. We make a decision. He is to carry it out and I am to help him carry it out.
Right.
Just like Christ is God. Okay, Father God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is the helper that makes things happen.
Right.
And you don't see Jesus slaving the Holy Spirit. They work as one.
Yeah.
With respect and honor.
Right.
And that's how marriage should
be. All to accomplish the will of God.
Exactly.
You know, and the Godhead.
Exactly.
The Father, you know.
Yes.
They're all working to work that together. But, you know, what if you're in this situation and, you know, you're submitting to your husband or you're submitting to your wife, but they don't know the Lord.
Oh.
What if, you know, what if they don't know who that is?
So let's go to 1 Peter 3, 1 or 2.
You know what I mean? That's just, I guarantee you there's a lot of people that are dealing with that.
Yeah. So 1 Peter 3, 1 to 2. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Then even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives.
Yeah.
And this goes both ways.
Sure.
If a man is saved and the wife is not, by his actions and how he represents the Lord and how he loves and respects
right.
her.
And submits to her.
Yes. It's the way that he's going to win her over.
Sure. So I think a lot of times what we're saying here is, you know, when it comes to prioritizing our lives, we've got to, as a believing husband or wife, you know, we may have to prioritize our lives and submit to our non-saved spouse in many ways in order to show them the love of Christ.
We are God's ambassadors.
Win them over. He's calling us to submit to them. And in doing that, we actually open the door for an opportunity to bring them to the Lord.
Yeah, so they can receive. So let's go to 1 Peter 3:7. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered.
It's so good.
I mean, it's...
it's just, I think a lot of divorce, a lot of arguments, a lot of bitterness and frustration and anger that people are experiencing in their marriages is because of this.
Yes.
You know, if we would humble ourselves, and I tell people this all the time, you know, when in counseling, when two people are arguing and you're caught in this cycle, you're like a dog chasing his tail, you're running in a circle. Okay, somebody has to break that cycle, okay? And if it's the wife coming to me, she's like, you don't understand how he is. It's like, it doesn't matter how he is. Love will win. Love will conquer. But you've got to stop fighting against that other person and start fighting for that other person and begin to love them where they're at. Break the cycle, and then they will begin to respond to you the same way, because once you begin to love them, even though they aren't, you know, necessarily displaying
lovable
behavior that is lovable, then they will begin to see your sacrifice, and then they will begin to make sacrifices and make adjustments in their life to accommodate yours. But somebody's got to make the first move, and I think that's always the issue with people, is that they never want to be the first one to do it. They want the other person to submit first. But I think the scripture is saying, to honor the Lord, we must submit ourselves first.
And you know, there's times when I have actually gone and said, Lord, change me. Work with my heart. Heal my heart. Show me. Work inside of me first. Instead of me going, change this person, you got to change that person. Change me.
Yes.
And help me see that person through your eyes so I can see what you see. And it changes me. It changes me.
Changes everybody.
It changes. But let's go
if
on.
If they're willing to do that.
Amen. You have to be open. But let's go to children.
All right.
Psalm 127, 3-5. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gates.
Sure. How about Colossians 3:20? Children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not aggravate your children, or they will become discouraged. I think many times, you know, we feel like as parents, we got to put the thumb on our kids. We got to make them do what they're supposed to do rather than try to lead them. We drive them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I don't find that to have ever been effective in my kids' lives when I've driven them. Now, we've had to make decisions and make mm-hmm. them do things before, but I've always found that the most positive way to influence our kids and to restructure and reprioritize our lives, maybe we are over-demanding on our kids. We need to begin to love them where they're at, listen to them, hear what they have to say, let them feel like they're part of the process of what's going on in their lives.
Learn their personality.
Yeah.
How they think, how they act, how they function. If you understand that, you can lead them a lot better because each person is different. And you can't talk to each person the same way or treat them the same way because they function differently. And it's learning how each other and each person is. And if you don't have children and you go, well, I don't have children, there's a lot of children out there that need an adult to help them.
Mentoring programs,
yes.
Foster parenting.
It could be a neighbor.
Any number of things.
Yes, fostering is a huge thing.
Yeah.
There's so many children out there that are suffering and they need help.
Yeah.
You know, or if you can't look at parents that might need help with food or
anything.
Yes,
yeah.
Provide, help provide. It's so many ways that you can help.
You know, Exodus 20:12 says, honor your father and mother, and you will live long, full life in the land, and the Lord your God that he is giving you. So, you know, children need to understand the priority structure as well, that they are to submit to their parents. Even adult
exactly.
children need to respect their parents and serve them and love them as Christ loved the church as well and submit to them. And even if you don't agree, sometimes, you know, you can still submit to them and say no in a submissive way.
Yes. Learn to agree to disagree
right.
in a respectful and honoring way.
So it's powerful. So what about our work lives? I know let's break it down for a second. We talked yesterday about our God relationship. How do we prioritize that? And how do we prioritize ourself? Then we talked about our marriages, our husbands and wives relationships, and then the lives with our children. But what about our work life? Because, Martita, we spend a lot of times more time with people at work than we do with our own families.
That's true.
And, you know, a lot of people get into situations at work. But how do we submit ourselves to loving people and prioritizing people and making them a priority over work sometimes, because sometimes we can drive right over people trying to do a process when really people are one of the most important things.
Again, if we submit to the Lord and we want to become more and more like Christ, That's what we need to do at work. And it's, we are his ambassadors. We represent him. We might be the only Bible that people at work will see. Right. And not only that, we need to balance our time and not become workaholics.
Sure. And I mean, that's what you were saying earlier. I think that's super important.
Yeah, because we get so out of balance. But if we know, okay, this is the time that I'm going to spend at work, and I need time with the Lord, and we all have the same 24 hours.
Right.
Break it down and be realistic. So when people come and say, oh, I need you to do this or I need you to do that, you can always say no. And you don't have to yell it and you don't have to wait until you're ready to explode. You just say, thank you for the offer, or I am sorry, but I cannot help. I have other commitments to do. And you learn. Go to your calendar and break it by priorities.
Sure.
So that way you can say, okay, this is the time. There's times when I block something out and say, I'm not blocking anything in here. I'm not putting anything in here because this is my time to rest. Or this is my time. I pick, like, I'm going to see my parents once a week. Okay, this is the time. And I block it. It's like a date.
Sure.
And it makes it simple because somebody else comes in and I go, no.
Or work calls.
Yes, I am scheduled.
Yeah, sorry, I can't do it. You know, or sometimes there's issues at work, you know, if you're the boss, you have your own company, you know, there's no way around it. But
yeah,
you've got to make other people and processes in our lives a priority.
Yes.
Even if you can't every time.
And learn to delegate.
Still, you got to make that up. You can't just let it always come in and start interrupting everything.
Yes.
All the time. You've got to set your priorities in order. You know, if you're working all the time and you're not spending any time with God, okay.
Yep.
We've just given you a clean layout over the last two programs of what should be. You should have God in your number one seat.
Yes.
Okay?
People.
Second seat is you.
Yes.
You should be working on yourself and your personal relationship with God and with others. Then your marriage should come in. Then it should be your children. Then it should be
people.
Your work. Then your
and
work.
People.
See, work's
yeah.
not at the top.
No.
It's actually, you have people that are in your life that you're responsible for, that you need to make sure are all functioning and doing things right in life. And if you let work take the priority over that, you're going to find yourself in a rough situation.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break and come back and just wrap this up on priorities.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35 you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're going to have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right, we'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's going to be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out. We'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church flea market Saturday, April the 29th. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, Hercules Fence and Paradise Air and Heat. You guys are awesome. You help us to continue to do the program. And we've been talking really over the last 2 days, Martita, about how do I get my life in order. And, you know, we hit everything from God to self to our family, our kids, and even our work life. And I want to jump back in on the work life part, because, you know, we look at our lives and we go in and we work and we do all these things, but it really boils down to, a lot of times, work is a way that we serve, okay? Mm-hmm. And we don't just serve at work, you know, to get a paycheck. A lot of times we serve in our communities, we serve in our church, we do a lot of other activities, and sometimes we can get caught up in our priorities, and not, we can make church more important than even our relationship with God, where we're serving at church, or we can make being a part of a community thing more important than our time with our wives or things like that. So, you know, we got to be careful.
The bottom line is, we need to balance our lives.
So those train cars that we talked about yesterday.
Yes, and take inventory to see, and have somebody help us with that accountability. You know, sometimes it helps to have somebody to. How many times have I come to you and I say, hey, you need to slow down?
What do you think about this?
You know? Yeah. You know, you're going really hard. You need to take time for yourself.
Sure.
You know, and we need to have somebody that we trust that is not just criticizing or
right.
or picking, or somebody you trust that you know they really care about you, they love you, and they're coming to you in a respectful way and say, I'm seeing this, and I, you know, I have that in my life. Like I said, my daughter today talking to me this morning.
Yeah.
And I listen. I listen. And it helps. You know, when I die, the Lord's not going to ask me how much education I had, how much money I made, how many spreadsheets I made. He's going to ask me, what did you do with the life touching people?
Right.
With you. How did you take, like when yeah. I had that adventure, you know, that I went to heaven and the Lord said, what are you doing? And right. And my spirit said, I killed my temple. I abused it.
Right.
That's not the way to do it.
No.
So I pray that the Lord will touch your heart right now.
On your priorities.
Yes, that he will show you no guilt, no condemnation, but yeah. that your eyes will be open.
Thank you, Lord.
That you will be able to start little by little, step by step, changing your lifestyle, have a balanced life, a blessed life, full of joy, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed the program. We'll see you tomorrow here at Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.